The weaker Kupri centipede, she was very sweet. She was ever so proud of every one of her 100 feet. Early every morning her neighbors came to glance. She always entertained them with a beautiful little dance. As Lex number 94 gave 95 a shunt, Lex number 1 and 2 were twisting out in front. As Lex number 9 and 10 were wriggling up the side, Lex 73 and 4 were doing the pally glide. Her neighbor Jenny Longlegs with jealousy was mad. She went out and bought herself a pencil and a pad. She came a month of mornings and made careful note of every step the centipede made, and this is what she wrote. As Lex number 94 gave 95 a shunt, Lex number 1 and 2 were twisting out in front. As Lex number 9 and 10 were wriggling up the side, Lex 73 and 4 were doing the pally glide. Armed with exact notation, young Jenny Longlegs tried to dance just like the centipede. She failed and nearly cried. She grabbed a hold of the centipede, she says, "Now have a look and tell me, how do you do these steps I've written in my book?" Said the centipede, "Do I do that?" and tried to demonstrate. She'd never thought on the thing before, she got in a terrible state. Her 100 legs were twisted, she got tied up in a fankle. She fractured 7 shin bones, 14 kneecaps and an ankle. As Lex number 1 and 2 were tied to 3 and 4, Lex number 5 and 6 were trampled on the floor. Leg number 15 was attacked by number 10. 97 and 98 will never dance again. The weaker Kupri centipede, she suffered terrible pain. And some of us were very surprised she ever danced again. But now she tells her neighbors, everyone that calls to see, never try an explanation of what comes naturally. As Lex number 94 gave 95 a shunt, Lex number 1 and 2 were twisting out in front. As Lex number 9 and 10 were wriggling up the side, Lex 73 and 4 were doing the pally glide.